بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today is the Eid of the week, the day of Friday, and we had commenced before Ramadan the tremendous virtues of Friday to kindle the spirit of appreciating, of respecting, and looking forward to the day of Friday and engaging in the various amal. Now we have performed the Fajr Salah. The most virtuous of all Fard Salah is the Fajr Salah on a Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous Salah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the Fajr Salah performed with Jamaat on a Friday. Allah Ta'ala accept. Amongst other Salahs, one should make an earnest attempt in performing the Salah with Jamaat as well. Now the preparation for the Jummah Salah, among the most important etiquettes or important etiquettes of the day of Jummah is to properly prepare for this Mubarak day. The preparation for Jummah should start 2 days beforehand. One should have one's clothes washed and ready for the day of Jummah. Hazrat Aws ibn Aws radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes a thorough bath, comes early to the masjid, walks and comes without a conveyance, sits close to the imam and listens to the khutbah attentively without speaking unnecessarily, then for every step that he took, he will receive the reward of ibadat at night for 1 year and fasting for 1 year. Every step, he gets the reward of night ibadat of 1 year and fasting for 1 year. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, his minor sins are all forgiven. So intention is important in making a ghusl as a sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah. Follow the sunnah pattern that we have been taught. Some of the youngsters, when you ask them, they don't know how to make ghusl. So check on our youngsters. When you ask the youngsters, did you make ghusl today? They say no. Baligh boys, they never make ghusl. So we have a responsibility to remind them and to check on them. How did you make ghusl? How do you make ghusl? Let us check and ensure that they are performing the ghusl, the importance of performing the ghusl. Furthermore, the aspect of respect for Jummah, to come early for Jummah and to remain silent, not to play on the phones and not to talk during the khutbah. You cannot even tell someone to remain silent during the khutbah. One incident, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, there is a famous incident regarding Hazrat Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayh, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hasan, was a very, very great ustad of Darul Ulum Dioband and the khalifas of Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangwai rahmatullah alayh. He spent his whole life teaching hadith. He was apprehended and imprisoned in Malta, the island, for 4 years. He was quite old at that time. And furthermore, he was tortured in prison. He was tortured in prison as well. While in prison on the day of Jummah, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi would wash his clothes. He would perform ghusl, preparing for Jummah. He would walk to the gate of the prison, and obviously the gate was locked. And then he would cry. And he would return to his place and perform the Dhuhr Salah. Because there are certain conditions for the Jummah Salah. And now, since those conditions weren't fulfilled, he would perform a Dhuhr Salah. And he would do everything in his ability to prepare for Jummah. And he used to say, I did what was within my capacity. He never gave up. Although he knew the gate is going to be locked. But he did what was in his ability. So we, Allah Ta'ala has kept our masjids open. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us that freedom, ability. Let us appreciate it and let us make the effort. Allah give us both.